We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
As a person of faith, I believe we are called to care for each other and work to ease human suffering. The full promise of stem cell research remains unknown, and it's about letting scientists do their jobs, and that we make scientific decisions based on facts, not ideology.
If someone would disagree with the church on abortion, I don't see how they can call themselves a Catholic. And the vanity or hurt feelings of an individual Catholic governor or senator or even vice president do not take priority over the faith of the believing community.
Christian film is bad film for the same reason that pornography is bad. It's made on low budgets. There's nobody in it with much talent. We all know how the story's going to turn out.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
I tell you what, that Pope goes over to Africa where they have a serious AIDS crisis. I mean, we're talking about something that the Western world has never seen. The kind of AIDS crisis where there are it's a generational thing now. There are children born infected with AIDS. They get it from their mothers, their fathers. So what's the cause and what's the cure? The cause is pretty easy to discern. The cure, well, the Pope Benedict, when he was in Africa recently, even before and then when he was there, suggested that condoms weren't the answer, that maybe monogamy and abstinence were better answers than condoms, and he's heard no end to the reaction. We're going to be talking about that with Colleen Carroll Campbell here in the first part of this hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Thursday afternoon, the 26th of March. Colleen Carroll Campbell's with us first to talk about the Pope's statements on condoms and the AIDS crisis in Africa. And then Ken Samples will join us for part four of our five-part daily series on worldviews. Today we're going to take up one that is quite popular, Eastern mysticism. He calls it pantheistic monism. We'll explain what he means in about 10 minutes here on Issues Etc. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-6943, or you can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Colleen Carroll Campbell is with us almost every week, and there's a good reason for it. She's a great guest. She's a St. Louis-based fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Todd.
Well, Benedict had the audacity to suggest that monogamy and abstinence will work better than condoms. Does he have any hard evidence, any hard science on his side to suggest such a thing that has gotten so much reaction?
Well, you would hardly know it from the media reaction, but as a matter of fact, he does. And probably the leading proponent of this point of view is a man named Edward Greene, who's a director of the Harvard AIDS Prevention Research Project, not exactly a bastion of Catholic conservative thought. He's a self-proclaimed liberal who says and has come out and said since the firestorm over these comments that actually the Pope has it right. And he went into greater detail in an article he wrote last year for the journal First Things, and he's also expounded on this in the recent days when this controversy erupted. But basically, his point, based squarely on statistics and facts, is that in every African country in which HIV infections have declined, the decline has been associated with a decrease in the proportion of men and women reporting more than one sex partner over the course of a year, which is what the fidelity programs promote. But that same association with HIV decline cannot be said, he wrote, for condom use, coverage of HIV testing, treatment for sexually transmitted diseases, antiretroviral drugs, or any other intervention or behavior. He said the only other one that has any kind of association like this with a drop in HIV rates is a decline in premarital sex among young people. So here we go back to Judeo-Christian values on sex, traditional values, turning out to be the best way to prevent AIDS in Africa. And that's simply a matter of the data. And he's not the only one who says this. There was a 2004 study by a pair of British anthropologists in the Journal of International Development, made a similar observation, compared the countries of Uganda, which promoted abstinence and fidelity as sort of the frontline emphasis in their anti-AIDS campaign, with Botswana, which promoted condoms as the first answer. And, you know, guess what? The HIV rates have skyrocketed in Botswana and have declined significantly in Uganda. And the anthropologists doing this study, again, not apologists for Catholic social teaching by any means, said, you know, they had a quote that said the promotion of condoms at an early stage in Botswana was counterproductive, whereas the lack of condom promotion in Uganda actually contributed to the success of the behavior change strategies there. So this is some clear and pretty irrefutable evidence about what's actually happening on the ground.
Okay, so it's not only a matter of common sense. The Pope isn't simply making an argument that I think all of us, if we're thinking clearly, realizes is true, but it's also backed up by the research and by the experts. Why then the reaction to Benedict's comments that have come forth from the West and from African nations too?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons behind this. I mean, one is in the West, in particularly America and Europe, there are these views that are predominant about sexual liberty, about sexual liberation, and everything is oriented toward maximizing sexual liberation. So it's considered offensive and moralistic to tell someone to change their behavior. And so there's a real reluctance to talk about behavior change, whether it's in Africa or, of course, at the public school down the street, which is why we have these same battles over condoms and abstinence in our public school curriculum. So we've got that going on. So in other words, the very thing the Pope has been criticized for, that is letting ideology trump the facts, is actually true in the reverse for his critics. And then there's also what Green has called the AIDS industry. It's an entire industry organized around combating AIDS by focusing on risk reduction or condom promotion. And it's very much medical solutions, condom solutions, and of course, along with this often as well, the promotion of abortion, that sort of thing. And so there's whole industries oriented toward this in Africa. And again, the faith-based work that many of the churches are doing on the ground, oriented toward behavior change, doesn't make anyone money, and it doesn't fit so well into this kind of bureaucratic structure that has been dominating our approach to trying to help Africa deal with the epidemic, an approach that simply has not proved to be effective. Now, of course, condom promotion has been shown some success in these real high-risk groups in terms of passing out condoms, for instance, at brothels where people are already engaged in high-risk behavior, and if you can get them to use a condom, obviously that would lower their risk. But the problem is, and this is again an argument that Green made and that the data proves, is when you aim that same condom promotion mentality and campaign at the general public, it often only encourages more sexual risk-taking, because studies show people don't tend to use condoms all the time, but they start doing a little bit of a sexual roulette, like, well, I'm starting to use condoms, so that means I can take even more risks.
Joe is listening in his car. Joe, thanks for being patient.
Hi, Todd. I read something once to the effect that monotheism forms the basis of liberty being understood as freedom from the government and the freedom to question the government. But with the destruction of monotheism and monotheistic values, that personal liberty has transformed from that idea to the idea that I can do whatever I want to do with whatever or whomever I want to do it without any consequences. And my question would be, is there any correlation between the changes in behavior that are being seen in Africa and changes in religion or monotheistic views or anything like that? Thanks.
Interesting question. Colleen, what do you think?
Well, certainly in Uganda, which is sort of the poster child for success in fighting the AIDS epidemic, again, this is the country that's focused on what they call the ABC approach, abstinence first or be faithful, and condoms as sort of the last resort in terms of prevention. This has been very much a program, and the authors of that 2004 study noted, that was pushed on the ground by churches, and it was faith-based leaders getting involved. And so, yes, this was very much in the minds and lives of Africans in Uganda, tied in with their religious values and with a promotion of those traditional values. So there is a connection, whereas in Botswana, where the HIV rates have skyrocketed, churches and faith-based leaders were kind of cut out of the picture because all the focus was on hey, let's give them condoms. We don't need to tell them anything about changing their behavior. And, you know, I think it's also important to note this is our notion of sexual liberation, but to a lot of Africans, the things that we do over there in Western-funded aid trucks driving through neighborhoods and tossing condoms at children are not perceived as helpful. They're perceived as offensive and insulting. And so we have to keep that in mind as well.
Okay, only about a minute to respond. Two things I find particularly frustrating about this story with regard to the Pope and his comments. One is that it's being portrayed as though the Pope is simply trying to push Catholic moral principles. And I think the Pope is genuinely concerned about the AIDS crisis. And the second thing that frustrates me is that these concerns aren't only the Pope's or Catholics. I share them too. A lot of Christians and non-Christians share these concerns too. 1 minute to respond.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that was one of the glaring omissions of a lot of the media coverage of this was, as you said, this is a concern that is not simply peculiar to Catholics, but also whether it's the Catholic Church or other Christian churches, the folks on the ground who are doing the day-to-day hard front lines work, particularly where they're having success in changing behavior and protecting the sexual innocence of children, these are Christians. These are your churches who are in there. So to tell the leader of a church that has so many folks on the front lines fighting to help and to serve AIDS victims that he doesn't care about AIDS victims is ridiculous, and it's similarly insulting to Christians of other denominations who share that same concern about pushing condoms but yet are doing serious grassroots, hands-on work to help alleviate this crisis.
Folks, you can read Colleen Carroll Campbell's columns under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Colleen Carroll Campbell is a St. Louis-based fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful, and weekly columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
We'll be right back to talk about pantheistic monism. Village Lutheran Church in Ladue thanks God for his saving gift of faith through Christ and invites you to share in this gift by worshiping with us Sunday mornings at 8:15 or 10:45. We're conveniently located 1 mile west of the Galleria on Clayton Road. For more information, call 314-993-1834 or visit villagelutheranchurch.org. Village Lutheran Church, ordinary people loved by an extraordinary God. VillageLutheranChurch.org.
We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastors or lay leaders to hold a seminar in your area. Go to theclcc.org.
You'll find a clearinghouse of Reformation resources at newreformationpress.com. T-shirts, music, outlines of important theological books, plus lectures by Issues, Etc. regular guest, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. Check it out, newreformationpress.com. If you like Reformation theology, you'll love New Reformation Press. www.newreformationpress.com.